Today's daf is Bava Basra daf Pei Beis, and we are five lines from the top of daf Pei Beis Amid Aleph, the two dots, Higdilu lo yeshafe v'chulu. Today's daf is being learned as a schos for Achenu b'nei Yisrael, Hanasuna b'atzara v'ashivya. Today's daf is also being learned as a schos refuah shalema for Rivka bas Rachel and Miriam Yehudis bas Zisal. So the Mishnah on daf Pei Aleph under Amid Aleph discussed somebody that buys two trees or three trees b'toich sada chaveira. The Mishnah said, if somebody buys two trees b'toich sada chaveira, the Chachamim say, hareze loikana karka. He gets the trees and any fruit that those trees are going to bear. However, he does not acquire any karka together with those trees. Rameir says, kana karka. No. If somebody buys two trees, he doesn't only get the trees and the fruit, he gets karka as well. If somebody buys three trees, there the Mishnah says, everybody's in agreement that talach is kona karka, he gets the trees, the pears that the trees produce, and the karka as well. What if somebody buys one tree? Everybody is, again, in agreement that he is not going to be kind to any karka. So if you buy one tree, you don't get karka. Two trees, machloikas, rameir, and the chachamim. Three trees, everybody agrees that you do get karka. Now, yesterday's daf dealt primarily with a nafgamina lehalacha that actually appears in a Mishnah elsewhere, that emerges from this Mishnah, specifically from the machloikas, rameir, and the chachamim. And that's halacha in Hilchas Bikurim, based on the idea that if somebody has a tree that produces fruit, however he doesn't own the karka, the halacha is that he would be mevi ve'enei kaira. That was the topic of yesterday's daf. We're going to revisit again Be'ezras Hashem in the raid, but for now, moving along, the Gemara's discussion of the Mishnah, which got into what is the nafgamina practically. If somebody owns the karka when he buys the trees, or if he doesn't own the karka when he buys the trees. So the Mishnah said as follows. The Mishnah said that in the event that somebody buys two trees, where according to the Chachamim, the halacha is he doesn't get karka. So a few things. Number one, higdilu lo yeshafer. In the event, branches emerge from the tree, and they start really spreading themselves out to the point that they're hovering over the field. So the person, the moicher, that owns the field, now is being impacted somewhat by virtue of these branches. So the halach is that if he would want to trim or cut those branches, he wouldn't have a right to do that. The ha'oila min hageza shaloi, any branches that emerge from the root of the tree, we'll see a little bit better what that means, shaloi is going to belong to the person that acquired the trees, umin hashroshim. If, however, it's coming from the shroshim, shabalakarka, then it's going to belong to the balakarka. Additionally, in mesu, in the event that the trees die, ain't like karka at that point, you can't replant it, you can't do anything. So again, if somebody buys two trees, where according to the chachamim, you don't get karka, what's the nafgamina? Number one, higdilu lo yeshafa. The moicher does not have a right to trim those branches. Number two, anything that's oiva min hageza, anything that comes out of the trunk of the tree, shaloi, is going to belong to the loikeach. Anything that comes from the roots of the tree, from the shroshim, is going to belong to the balakarka. And in the event that the tree dies, you're not going to get any karka. What if you bought three trees, or according to Rameir, if you bought two trees, where you do own the karka? So there, the halach is higdilu yeshafa. Number one, in the event that the branches start growing, if the moicher counterintuitively wants to cut the branches, it's something that he has a right to do. It doesn't matter what grows from the geza or from the shrashim, whether it's from the trunk or the roots, it's going to belong to the loikeach, because he owns everything. Then mesu, and in the event that these trees dry up, they die, he's going to have karka. So one of the nafkaminas between buying two trees and three trees is as it relates to the branches that emerge from the tree. If you buy three trees, so then you own the tree and you own the karka. So any branches that are going to emerge, it doesn't matter if it comes from the geza of the tree or the shroshim of the tree, you're going to keep. If you buy two trees, so then already it depends. If it comes from the geza, the lekech is going to get them. If, however, it comes from the shroshim, then it's going to belong to the moicher. So the Gemara says, heichi dami min hageza, veheichi dami min hashroshim. What is the definition of branches that emerge from the geza versus branches that emerge from the shoshan. Am Rabbi Yochanan, Rabbi Yochanan said, kol shiroya pnei chama zeo min hageza. Any branch that emerges from the tree where you could see the point where it's emerging, meaning it's roya pnei chama, it could see the sun could see it. The point is it's visible. So that's considered that it's coming from the trunk, and that would belong to the leker. The she'ene roya pnei chama. But if you can't see where that branch is coming from, and the reason is because it's underground, zeo min hashrashim, that would be considered min hashrashim, and that would belong to the meicher. But the Gemara has a kasha. V'leis chush duma maske aras shirtoin. Why are we not concerned that in the event that the halacha is that if a branch comes out of the geza, the halacha is it belongs to the lekeach, then maybe there'll be a branch that's going to come from the bottom of the trunk, and then there's going to be shirtoin. So shirtoin means that there's going to be dirt that's going to cover that area. And then the lekeach is going to tell the meicher that's really a third tree, and you should know, by the way, I bought three trees, and if I bought three trees, I'm entitled to land. Meaning, if you're going to tell me that that branch belongs to the lekeach, I'm worried that there could be a little bit of a sakana, because that branch is so close to the ground. Again, we're not farmers, but we'll take the Gemara's word for it, right? That branch is so close to the ground that it's very easy to put a little bit of soil around it, and the next thing you know, it's going to look like another tree, and this person is going to claim that he really bought three trees, and l'may nafkamina, meaning it's his mamon of shach. No, nafkamina is, now all of a sudden he's going to claim that he's entitled to land. So if you're going to give that branch to the lekeach, don't you realize you're setting up a situation where maybe something really bad can happen? El Amar Rav Nachman, so it was because of this Rav Nachman said yokwitz, that you in fact give that branch to the lekeach, but at the same time the lekeach is going to have to cut the branch down. Rabbi Yochanan said the same thing, yokwitz, you're going to have to cut the branch down. Now the Gemara is not changing its definition of min hageza u'min hashrashim. All the Gemara is changing is it's just adding a halacha, and that is that min hageza min hashrashim is what we thought it is. You just asked the kasha that why are you not concerned that maybe it can come liday some taroimis, because lekech is going to claim that that branch is really a separate tree. You're going to make it look very nice, and how do you know that that's not the case? And there's going to end up being a whole problem. The answer to that is yokutz. Now the Gemara was a drop misleading, because the Gemara said Elo Omer Rav Nachman yokutz. Usually Elo, that word means we're falling off from everything that we said up until this point. We're really not. We're just being moisef a little bit. What we're saying is the teretz of Heichidami min Hageza, Heichidami min Hashoshim is exactly like Rabbi Yochanan said. It's just Rabbi Nachman's being moisef. He's saying yokutz, and v'chenam Rabbi Yochanan. By the way, you should know Rabbi Yochanan himself said it, and that is the answer to this question. So again, what is the definition of min hageza? What's the definition of min hashrashim? Kol shiroya pnei chama zeo min hageza, v'shein roya pnei chama zeo min hashrashim. Omer Rav Nachman. Rav Nachman said, niketinon, we have a mesoira, dekel ein loy geza. A dekel is a palm tree, ein loy geza. Now, what does it sound like? Dekel ein loy geza. A dekel doesn't have a tree trunk. But the Chachamim knew that that's obviously not what Rav Nachman meant, because that's just not true. So the Nachman must have meant some halacha that you can somehow back into this phrase of dekel ein loy geza. So the Gemara says, Rav Zvid lomeimar, Rav Zvid thought that what Rav Nachman mean, he meant ein loy geza lebal dekel. That although the halacha is that if someone's koinish ne ilonis, but what's the halacha? The halacha is that any branch that grows from the geza is going to belong to the loykeach. What Rav Nachman must have meant when he said dekel ein loy geza, that's true for all trees with the exception of a dekel. By a dekel, that's not the case. And why would that be so? The kimon de lemechper ulasharish koi, because being that a dekel is destined to be uprooted, lemechper means midlashon chayfer, to dig up. Lisharish means to uproot. Asuchim masich daite. This person is masich das, and it's keilu he was miyayish. It's as if he was mafker, anything that's going to come from it, and it's for that reason he's not going to get it. So again, we're not farmers, but Rashi says that the Rashbam, I should say, that the mitzias is that when a dekel dries up, so what happens is you can't save it. So some trees, if the tree starts drying up a little bit, so what you can do is you can shave it a little bit, and gizoy is machlef, right? We've heard that term. So it somehow regenerates. It comes back strong. A dekel's not like that. A dekel, once the top of the tree dries up, it's lemechper ulusharish koi. There's nothing you can do about it. As a result, the lifespan of that tree is a much shorter lifespan. Now, for the branches to grow out of the gas, apparently takes a little bit of time. So if somebody buys just trees, where he's not getting any karka, see, he knows that his whole life expectancy as it relates to this tree is very, very short. As a result, he's masiach das. It's as if he's miyayish and he gives up hope of ever getting anything out of the geza because he knows it's probably going to dry up a little bit. He's going to have to rip it out and that will be that. So it's for that reason the halach is that we assume he walked away from it, and that's where Reb Nachman went when he said nektin on dekel ein loy geza. So the Gemara says that when Rav Papa heard Rav says cash and mask for Rav Papa, Rav Papa asked, if somebody buys two ilonis, meaning our Mishnah talked about someone that's kohen shnei ilonis. And the Mishnah, the way the Rashbam explains it, did not differentiate, didn't get involved what type of tree we're talking about. It sounds like it doesn't matter what kind of tree it is, even if it's a dekel. Meaning, even if it's deka where it's lemechber lemesharish kaimi. Victania, what did the Mishnah say? The yesh lageza, that dalach is he has a geza. No, this Rapapa told Rav Zvid that the way you're understanding Rav Nachman's halacha, it comes out that although the Mishnah says that if somebody buys two ilonos, dalach is he always given a geza, it's not always true. It's not true by a deka. Then the Mishnah said that. From the stima of the Mishnah, it's mashma, that it is always true. And if it's from the Mishnah Mashma, that it's always true, comes out the Mishnah's Mashma, like Rav Nachman. Elam Rapapa, and this is another tricky Ela Amar. Elam Rapapa, from Rapapa said, Ein loy geza l'bal deka. That when Rav Nachman said that nikotina and deka ein loy geza, Rapapa tells Rav Zid, I'm masking, pshat is like you said. It doesn't mean that it physically doesn't have a trunk, that's not true. Rather, Ein loy geza means Ein loy geza l'bal deka. But not for the reason that you gave. Zvid said the reason is kiven de lemechber lusharish koi asuchi masach daite. That being that he knows the life expectancy of this tree is not so long, so he's already masiach das from ever getting anything from it, and that's why the moicher ends up keeping it. Rav Papa said the reason is a different reason. It's lefisha ein moitzi geza. It's because the metzias is. The metzias is that the trunk is not moitzi any branches. And if the metzias is that the trunk is not moitzi any branches, it's for that reason the halacha is that the lekeich is not going to get. Now, the Rashbam says, so one second, how did you help anything in the Mishnah? Meaning, Reb Zvid explained Reb Nachman Akhtina Dekel Ein Loigeza that you don't get the branches that come out of the dekel. Although ordinarily Loikeach does, here not. Frank Rapapa, the Mishnah says, anytime you come to Shnei Ilonis, you get it. You're telling me there's an exception to the rule? The Mishnah should have said that. In other words, your Pshat and Reb Nachman would mean that Reb Nachman's connected to the Mishnah, which obviously can't be. So Reb Papa says, oh, I'll tell you the Pshat. Pshat is that Ein Loidekel means, again, same Pshat, it means that the Loikeach doesn't get the branches that come out of it. But it's not because we assume the Loikeach is Masich Das, but rather it's because it's not moitzi. It doesn't physically have. And as a result, that, okay, but at the end of the day, the Mishnah said that if someone's koinish ne'ilonos, b'tech sada chaveira, you always get menageza. And it's mashma that that's true even by a dekel. So, weiter l'chayra, the Mishnah's like Rav Nachman, of a zokter Rashbam, the teretz is pashut. What's the teretz? The teretz is that if the dekel b'mitzias is moitzi from the geza, so then the Mishnah would have had to have told me that there are situations where you're kind of shnei lono is that you're not going to get that which you have to know you're not going to get. But if there's no such mitzias, so then obviously it's not an exception to this halacha. It's not a carve-out in this halacha. It's not mitzias. So if there's no such mitzias, so it's for that reason, the fact that the Mishnah didn't carve it out is not a kash. The Mishnah is talking about wherever it's negeh, and it's true. Wherever it's negeh, wherever there is such a mitzias, there is such a mitzias. And it's for that reason, says the Rashbam, that's why this kasha was a kasha on Rav Zvid, but this kasha was not a kasha on Rav Papa himself. Says the Gemara, the Maisel, Rav Zvid, kasha ma'asin. Rav Zvid didn't learn like Rav Papa. He learned that really, the metzias is that there could be branches that come out of the geza. And the halacha is in the event that we're dealing with a dekel, it doesn't belong to the lekech. I from the Mishnah's mashma, yeah? So the Gemara says, you have to say the zavin l'cha mishnah. You have to say, the Mishnah's talking about where this person bought shnei ilonis, but he bought the shnei ilonis for 5 years. And being that he has it for 5 years, so for 5 years, if anything If in the event that the dekel gets knocked out, you have to uproot it, you're going to be able to plant it again. And if you have to uproot it again, you're going to be able to plant it again. So although he doesn't own the karka lo'ilam vod, it's not such a situation, but for 5 years, you're renting it. Which means that you're going to be able to replant this dekel if something happens to it, which means that the likelihood of you actually getting something from the gezer just went up tremendously. Meaning, if you get this one flouncing, this one shot, okay, so what are the chances you're going to get from it? But if over a five-year period, I can constantly replant the dekel, so now, probability-wise, just based on the numbers, there's a better chance I'm going to get something from it. That is what the Mishnah was talking about. Incidentally, the way we just learned the Gemara is the way the Rashbam learns the Gemara. There's a very, very long Tosa, Dibra Maskel, Maskel or a Papa that goes halfway down that pay base on the base, where Tosa brings Rabbeinu Tam, a whole different Mahalach in the Gemara, and it's primarily because of the fact that Tosa doesn't like just the way the Gemara reads, according to the Rashbam. Because Rav Nachman said a halacha, Rav Zvid explained it, Rav Papa was very bothered with Rav Zvid because the Mishnah L'chayra is not mavchim between Dekel and other Ilanas. El Amar Rapapa, the same exact pshat that Rav Zvid said. The only thing he's changing is the reason, in which case, be'etzim, the kasha that Rapapa asked in Rav Zvid should be Shven Rapapa. Now, we went through what the Rashbam says, which sounded like very Gishmaketeretz, but Rabbeinu Tam wasn't so happy with this. And Ayin Shaman Toysmas, he ends up with a whole different Mahalach in the Gemara. Either way, Kana Shloisha Kana Karka. So the Mishnah said, if somebody buys two Ilanas Petech Sadech Averi, you don't get the Karka. But if you buy three Ilanas Petech Sadech Averi, then already you get the Karka. So here's the question, the Kama. How much Karka do you get? Now, to be clear, you get the karka underneath the trees, and the karka in between the trees, and you get a little bit on the outside of the trees. And how little? So enough for somebody that has to harvest these trees to be able to stand with a basket and be able to pick the fruit off the trees, whatever it is that he's taking. So that's how much tree you get. So again, whatever's underneath it's easy. Whatever's between it is also easy. Incidentally, in tomorrow's daf, the Gemara is going to talk about what if one tree is on one side of the field, the other tree is on the other side of the field. So now you get the whole field. It's not mistaber. So the Gemara is going to give parameters to what Beinayin is. We'll see that tomorrow. But it's not just that. You get a little bit on the outside, just enough for you to be able to do your thing. Rabbi Loza asked the kasha. He said, "Hash the derech ein loy, oyra v'saloi yesh loy." He said, that's poshet, that if somebody buys two ilonos, he doesn't get a path within this field that he doesn't own in order to be able to get to his trees. So Rav Loza's kasha was that if you don't get the derech, how could it be that you get the kimloy oyra v'saloi? How could it be that you actually get a chelik of the field where you're going to be able to go and start picking fruits and you should be able to do that? Now Rav Loza was marchiv his lashon a little bit. He said, derech ein loy, he doesn't get a derech, why not dariach riti? Because it's not his property. Being that it's not his property, you don't get the derech. So, Eir v'sali yesh loy, is it possible that you're going to get the Eir v'sali? Now, the truth is, and the Gemara is going to get into this in a minute, whether or not you get the derech or don't get the derech, Rabbi Loz is naming on for a darva poshet, hash the derech ein loy. Is that so poshet? It's telling the machlokes Rabbi Kivin l'chachamim. If someone is moicher, barvedus, for example, so do you get the derech or do you not get the derech? Right? This is the grace of Shilas. Moicher b'ayin yofa moicher, or is moicher b'ayin ra moicher? Rabbi Loza seems to be taking a stance. He says derech eilu, which is going to be the topic of the next shtickle gemara. But he says, I know for a davar pasha you don't get the derech. So if you don't get the derech, how could it be you get the Eir v'sali? And he added one word, derech ein loy da'arach riti, because it's not his. So being that you don't own the land, so, or better, your land and that land is different land. It's an arach riti, it's almost like its own individual field. So how could it be that you're going to get the Eir v'sali? So the Gemara says, Amar Rav Zeira said, midibri rabbeinu nilmad, that from Rabbi Loza you see, this is a little bit of a digression, shloishu de ein loy derech, hashnayim yesh loy, that this, that Rabbi Loza named on for a davar pashut, that you're not going to get the derech, that's only true if you bought three. If you bought three trees, so now it's an arach riti, it's almost like a separate field. So it's like you bought a field, betoich, your friend's field. There he holds, seemingly not like Rabbi Akiva, but whatever, there he holds, derech ein loy. Aba hashnayim yesh loy. But if he would only buy two, where it's not an arach riti, because loikech doesn't get karka, so we look at it as one big field, so there he would have a derech, and the reason is, because I'm in your land, and if I'm in your property, you have no choice, but you have to give me. And really, mashalama davadayim, it's what you saw already in the Mishnah. Because the Mishnah said that if somebody buys three trees, if it starts protruding into the neighbor's field, if he wants to chop it down, he has the right to chop it down. But if you only bought two trees, you can't. And the reason is because if I buy trees in your field and I don't get the karka, it's as if I'm renting or borrowing your trees. It's not a separate field that you just carved off. Haraya, you still own the karka. So the Teretz says, I have like a schus ishtamshes on the trees. So if I have a schus ishtamshes in the trees, so you have no choice but to facilitate it. And facilitating it means that if branches grow, you have to let them grow. That's what trees do. So who I then? If I need a derech, I'll get a derech. So the Gemara said that Rav Zeira was being medayik l'shoyne azov shol Rabbi Elazar. That Rabbi Elazar said derech ein loy why da arachriti. So he said meres. If it wasn't an arachriti, if you'd only buy two ilanos, then already it would be different. But the bottom line is, what was Rabbi Elazar's kasha? Rabbi Elazar's kasha is that I don't understand why if someone buys three trees but like sada chaveroi, the halach is you get all this karka. Specifically, you get the kamloy oriv asalei. Get the kamloy oriv asalei. You don't get a derech, and if you don't get a derech, so how could it be that you get the kamloy oriv asalei? So the Gemara says, "Amalei Rav Nachman Yisak the Rav, Rav Nachman Yisak told Rav, Leimer Rabbi Elazar Lesley the Shmuel Rabbe. Should we imply from Rabbi Elazar's kasha that he doesn't hold like his own Rebbe Shmuel? The Amash Shmuel, because what did Shmuel say? Halacha Rabbi Akiva Dama Moicher Ben Yafa Moicher, and being that Rabbi Akiva holds that a Moicher is ba'ayin yafa moicher. So it comes out, you do get the derech. So if you get the derech, what's his kasha? The kasha is if you don't get the derech, it can't be you get the kamloy oriv asalei. But if you do get the derech, then you don't have a kasha. If Rabbi Elazar took a stance and he said, hasha derech ein lo, zoy say meres, he doesn't hold like Rabbi Akiva. The problem is Rabbi Elazar's Rabbi Shmuel paskin like Rabbi Akiva. So says the Gemara, lema Rabbi Elazar, lesley the Shmuel Rabbe, amalei. So he told him back. So again, this is Rav Nachman by Yitzchak who asked Rav. So Rav told back, Rav Nachman by Yitzchak, no. Lema tukma masnis and Rabbi Akiva. It could be la'olam Rabbi Elazar holds that the halach is like Rabbi Akiva. You want to know who he paskins? If you come ask him a shayla, moicher ban yofa moicher. But he was learning up a Mishnah, and in the Mishnah he held it was mavur the loike Rabbi Akiva. Why? Nah, midik tani yigdilu yeshaf. Because the Mishnah said that what happens if you buy three trees and now these branches start spreading out? So the halacha is that if the person on the other side, the moicher, wants to trim these trees, it's something that he has a right to do. Now, if you're going to tell me the Mishnah is going according to Rabbi Akiva, amay yeshaf. Why does the moicher retain the rights to cut those branches? I'm a moicher ba'in yafa moicher. So it should be assumed that when you sold the three trees, you also sold the right to let these branches grow. So from the fact that the Mishnah says, Higdilu Yishafa, so you see that the Mishnah is going to Lake Rabbi Akiva. If the Mishnah is going to Lake Rabbi Akiva, that's why Rabbi Elazar asked this kasha. So you want to know what Rabbi Elazar holds? He holds that Allah is like Rabbi Akiva. But I think that kasha in the Mishnah, how could it be in the Mishnah, Higdilu Yishafa, but at the same time you get Kamoy Erev Asale, Mamon of Shach. If Higdilu Yishafa, that means it's Lake Rabbi Akiva. It's Lake Rabbi Akiva. There's no way you should get the Kamoy Erev Asale, Amale, but he told him back. It's not Mukhach. Because Emadam Rabbi Akiva, it's true Rabbi Akiva holds that Moicher is Ba'ayin Yafa Moicher, but that's only Gabi Bar V'dos. That's L'mashal and the Sugya of the Bar and the Dos, D'lei Makhashi Ara, where if you have my Bar V'dos, or if you have a Derech to your Bar V'dos, in all those cases, so over there, the Derech, or the Bar V'dos is not weakening the land in any way. But it could be even Rabbi Akiva's Moida, that when you're dealing with a tree, and a tree, your tree, is getting into my property, where your mom is staring me. So it could be over there, even Rabbi Akiva, who holds Moicher Ba'an Yafa Moicher, but if it's coming at such an expense, right? You said Moicher Ba'an Yafa, but not necessarily Ba'an Yafa Yosem Idai, right? So it could be over there, for sure he's going to hold that it's not Ba'an Yafa. And not just that, we have a riot. Because me, loy Moide Rabbi Akiva, it wasn't Rabbi Akiva Moide, but Ilan had Noite Lotech Sadechaveroi. So this is a mission, then the Perek Layachbar. It's talking about where you had two neighbors, right? Layachbar, Hashutfin, was all the Niske Shechenim. So one person has a tree that's next to his neighbor's field, and there were branches that were hovering over. So the halach is that I have a right to cut down your branches. Your branches can't just go and spread themselves out wherever they want to. It's not a hefkervelt. So the halach is shekoytzitz meloy mardeya me'algabi machresha. I have a right to go and cut off the area where my plow is going to have to go, and whatever height I'm going to need for the mardeya that was held when you were plowing, that entire area I'm going to be able to knock out. Now that's a Stam Mishnah in Perek Lo Yachba, and Rabbi Akiva's moida to that Mishnah, right? Miloy moida, Rabbi Akiva's moida. That means you see Rabbi Akiva in his Niske Shechenim holds that it's not a hefkevel for you to do whatever you want, and to the extent that you're staring me, I have rights to go ahead and cut. So the Gemara Tain is, once you see Rabbi Akiva agrees to this inyan, it's mistaber that who I did if I sold to you. Hagam Rabbi Akiva holds moicher ba'in yofa moicher, but as relates to this already, it's going to be different. Now, it's not mamash the same. Over there, you're dealing with two neighbors. I never sold anything to you. Over here, I sold something. So if I sold something, maybe I relinquished the rights. Maybe that was included in the Mechira. That's Rabbi Akiva Shita. But the Gemara says in Svaro, this mocking to say Rabbi Akiva never said it there, and Miloy Moide Rabbi Akiva to that Stam Mishnah. So you see, he holds that Be'etzim, it's a shter. It's a major shter in the world of Shechenim. So to apply Rabbi Akiva's derech to this is not Muchach. In other words, what the Gemara is saying is that Rabbi Lozer felt that in the Mishnah, it's Muchach like Rabbi Akiva. Where do you say in the Mishnah, it's Muchach like Rabbi Akiva? Because the Mishnah says, Igdilu Yashaf. According to Rabbi Akiva, why is Igdilu Yashaf? So the Mishnah holds Igdilu Yashaf. It means the Mishnah holds Meicher Bayin Ra Meicher. If Meicher is Bayin Ra Meicher, so how are you talking you're going to get? Kim Loi Eure Vesale. But the Gemara says, L'achra Ion, it's not Muchach that the Mishnah really is like Rabbi Akiva. Could be the Mishnah holds like Rabbi Akiva. And even though Rabbi Akiva holds Meicher Bayin Yofa Meicher, still Higdilu Yashaf. And the reason is because your branches in my tree, it's creating a shade where I need sunlight. And as a result, it's staring. And if it's staring, so Rabbi Akiva's Meida, that there's no Ayin Yofa to the extent that you're staring. If that's the case, let's hold Cheshman. Lo'ilam, I'll tell you that the Mishnah is going according to Rabbi Akiva. If that's the case, really, you do have a derech. And if really you do have a derech, it's going to be miyushev, Rabbi Loza's kasha. Rabbi Loza's kasha was, how do you get kimloy or v'saloy if you don't get the derech? That's based on an assumption that you don't get the derech. The Torah says you do get the derech. Why? Because moicher ba'ayin yafa, moicher. I from the Mishnah, it's a little mashma, not that way. Higdilu Yashafa. Higdilu Yashafa has nothing to do with Meicher Ba'an Yofa Meicher. Rabbi Akiva is going to be Meid in that case. But Al Koparim, that's going to be the Teretz Rabbi Loza's Kasha. Another thing in Cheshbin that emerges is that when Rabbi Loza asked the Kasha, so right away the Amri Ram said, Rabbi Loza, you're asking based on Meicher Ba'an Ram Meicher, don't you hold like the Rebbe Shmuel who passed like Rabbi Akiva? So what did Gemara say? Avada Rabbi Loza be'etzem holds like Rabbi Akiva Meicher Ba'an Yofa Meicher, but he held in the Mishnah was Muchach not that way. Aber la'achar o'iyun, after this conversation between Rav Nachman by Yitzchak and Rava, what comes out is that really from the Mishnah you don't see that Meicher Ba'ayin Ram Meicher. If that's the case, Rabbi Loza who asked from Meicher Ba'ayin Ram Meicher enochinami, it would be Muchach l'chayra that he held the like Kishmuel, who had paskin that the halachas are Rabbi Akiva. But the bottom line is, maskeflor Rabbi Loza, I don't understand why you get kimloy oyer v'saloy. If you don't get a derech, so you're going to get a kimloy oyer v'saloy. The teretz is, you do get a derech. You don't get a derech if you hold meicher ba'ayin ra meicher. But I'll tell you that the mission is going like Rabbi Akiva, meicher ba'ayin yafa meicher. If that's the case, why higdilu yeshafa? That has nothing to do with that. Either way, says the Gemara, we'll end with this. Tanya kavas Reb Chiya bar Abba, hareze kona tachteyen. Ubeinayan, the Chutzalem Kamlay Uravasalis. Rabbi Chiya Rabba was the one who said in the beginning of the daf in the name of Rabbi Yochanan that if someone's Kona Shloisha, he's Kona Karka. How much Karka? You get Tachteyan, Beinayan, the Chutzalem Kamlay Uravasalis. Rabbi Chiya Rabba was an Amayra who's saying over he heard from his Rabbi Yochanan was an Amayra. So, it's really a Mefurish Abraisa that is what you're going to get. Tachteyan, Beinayan, the Chutzalem Kamlay Uravasalis. Exhale. So just to end with one short Ha'ara that I saw in the Sefer Derech Amuna from Hagoyin HaGadol, Rav Chaim Kanievsky. And that is that the topic of yesterday's daf was a koina beizli lanis b'teich sadech haveroi, a koina gimeli lanis b'teich sadech haveroi, but not from the standpoint of the Chosha Mishpat from the Bava Basra. You get the karka, you don't get the karka, but more specifically from the standpoint of Hilchas Bikurim. Now that fruit grew, you have a mitzvah to bring Bikurim. So what exactly is the halacha going to be? And we saw it's a Mishnah Mesachtes Bikurim, where the Mishnah says that according to the Chachamim, if somebody buys two trees b'teich sadech haveroi, so the halacha is, Yemevi Bikurim, the inner kayer. Rameir holds, no, you may be v'kari. And the Gemara said, it's Remeir and the Chacham of the Shita Sayu in our Mishnah. The same Remeir and Chacham who argued in our Mishnah. Whether or not you have karka, are arguing whether you may be v'kari, you may be v'enikari. That says, according to the Chacham, you don't have karka, you may be v'enikari. According to Remeir, you have karka, and as a result, you're going to be a may be v'kari. But the Gemara had a whole bunch of issues that needed to be worked out. The most notable issue is, the Gemara said, I understand. If you're telling me that in order to be a mevi v'kayra, you have to own karka, that's why if you're kind of bezi lanis b'tech sada chaveira, the halach is you're mevi v'ena kayra, then the chayra should have to own karka in order to be a mevi. And if you don't have to own the karka in order to be a mevi, so why do you have to own the karka to be a mevi v'kayra? I mean, where did we get this inyan that if I own the tree but I don't own the field, so the halach is that I'm a mevi v'ena kayra, m'manavshach. If owning the field, owning the karka is ma'akiv, then it should be ma'akiv and being mevi. And if it's not ma'akiv, then you should be able to be a mevi v'kayra. The Gemara's kashin was m'manavshach. And the Gemara said that, excellent kasha, you have to say that when the Chachamim say Akoina Bezin Lon is Ptechsada Chaveroi, the halacha is you don't get karka. It's not Pateris Vada that you don't get karka. It's only Pateris Sofik that you don't get karka. It was really Sfuke Mesafkale Rabbana. They weren't sure. Do you get the karka or you don't get karka? And being that they were Sfuke Mesafkale, being that they weren't sure, so it's for that reason the halacha is you maybe, but you ain't a kaira. You maybe because maybe you own the karka. And if you own the karka, now you have a chir bikurim. Okay, so now Misafik, go bring bikurim. But at the same time, you ain't a kaira because maybe you're not chayiv to bring bikurim. And on the tzad, you're not chayiv to bring bikurim. You can't be kaira. And that's why the halacha is maybe ain't a kaira. They'll say, Isla Oilam, in order to be chayiv and bikurim, you have to own the karka. It's not enough that you own the tree. You have to own the karka as well. But by kind of basic lawness, but like sada chaveri, it's a suffix whether you own the karka. So on the tzad, you own the karka, you have a regular chayiv bikurim. On the tzad, you don't own the karka, you don't have any chayiv at all. So what do you do, misafik? You're maybe misafik, but you ain't a kaira misafik as well. And the Gemara had a whole bunch of issues that you're going to bring Bikurim into the Beis HaMikdash Misafik, you bring Chulun Lazara, you'll be Makdash it. How's the Kohen going to be able to eat it on the tzad that it's Hektish? You can't just eat Hektish. You'll be Poydit. What are you going to do with the Trumas of Maisis? You'll be Mafresh. Who are you going to give it to? You're going to give it to Kohanim. What about Maisarish? You're going to Rav Lazar ben Azari, that even Maisarish goes. But then the Gemara had another kasha. The Gemara said that at the end of the day, how could you get away with being maybe Bikurim, the inner Kohen? There's a mitzvah's kriya. Part and parcel of the Parsha Bikurim is that you read a certain portion in the Torah. So what do you mean that you're going to be a Mevi Veinu Kari? Gemara says, that's such a kasha. Kriya is not ma'akif. If somebody would go to the Beis HaMikdash, bring Bikurim, and not read the Parsha Bikurim, he'd be yoitza with that. So if that's the case, what emerges is that the Kriya is not ma'akif. So if the Kriya is not ma'akif, so if Oskei Techas, Gemara says, no. I understand the Kriya is not ma'akif. But at the same time, it has to be raw. Now the Rashbam and the Rishonim all ask, what about all these cases of Mevi Veinu Kayra? So the Rishonim address all of that. But the bottom line is, the Gemara's Kasha is that at the end of the day, at the very least, you have to be Roy Labila. You have to be Roy Lakriya. And this person who's bringing his Bikurim, now Misafik is not a, there's no scenario where he's able to read, because Misafik, he can't read. And if that's the case, Freik the Gemara, how then could you be a Mevi Ve'en Eikaira, L'chaira, to the extent that you're not Roy L'kriya, it should knock out the whole situation. The Gemara says, Enechanami, it's an excellent kasha. What you're going to do is you're going to circumvent the whole halacha of Kriya. You're going to do it Al Yidei Shliach, you're going to be Beitzer, you're going to send it Al Yidei Shliach, you need L'kicha V'ava, Ke'echad, and if you don't have that, there's no Chiyah Bikurim anyways, and that's the way you're going to go about and do it. But then the Gemara, at the very, very end of the Sugya, had like a little proscript. And the Gemara says, at the end of the day, on the top of Pei Beis Amud Aleph, what's the problem in a situation of Safek of even reading the Parsha Bikurim? What's gate on the Gemara that if you're not sure whether you have a Chiyah Bikurim, you don't have a Chiyah Bikurim, so maybe you may be in your Kurim. You may be Misafik, but you ain't a Kurim. Why can't you be Kurim Misafik? The Gemara's Lashin is Psukin Enu. It's just the parsha in the Torah. What's the big deal? Why can't you read these psukim? And the Gemara said two terutz. The first terutz the Gemara said is mishum the mechzik eshekra, because you look like a liar. You're walking in that these fruit came from the land that you gave, and it's on your land. So you look like a shakran. There's a sheker over here. And because there's a sheker, it's for that reason it's going to be a problem. The second teretz that the Gemara gave was, because we said that there's a big nafkamina between vadei bikurim and safik bikurim. Everything that the Gemara went through on Pei Aleph on the base. So if you're going to be maybe v'kayra, you may get confused, and you may think that this is a vaday bikurim. So lahoitze miliban, what we say is treat a little bit differently. What does it mean differently? Don't be kaire. If you're not going to be kaire, like this, people will chap et safik bikurim, and you'll end up fadining that you won't be nichshol in some things that you may potentially be nichshol. The Shita Mekubet says, right here on Pei Aleph on the Beis, brings from the Tais HaRash, that Tais HaRash said as follows, that this that the Gemara asked in the middle of the sukkah, we just chazered almost the entire daf yesterday's, that how is it that you could be mevi vein koira when you koinish Beis Ilonis b'teich sada chaveiroi? I kriya, although it's not ma'akiv, a b'chol she'ein roi labila bila ma'keves by. That kasha was only a kasha on the first teretz of the Gemara of why it is you can't be kair. Again, the Gemara is the kasha, why can't you be kair? Be kair, what's the big deal? Misafik, you can't be kair. The Gemara has two tourism. One is sheker. Number two, Dilma Asi Lafke Inu Mechumo Maisa. Says the Tais HaRash, the Gemara's kasha that how could you be maybe Vene Kaira? I creole always not ma'akiv, a bekosha ain't roy labila. Their bila ma'keves by was only based on the first teretz of the Gemara that the reason you can't do the kriya is because of shaka. But according to the second teretz of the Gemara, that the reason you can't do the kriya is dilma asilaf inu mechumo meiser, the Gemara never meant to ask what it previously asked, which is that what happened to Kol She'eini Roi Labila, Bila Ma'keves Bai. And the Tais Rosh explains. He says, if the reason that you can't be Kaira is Mishun the Machzik Hashikra, that's an Issa Deiraisa. That's an Issa Deiraisa. You're not allowed to lie. So if that's an Issa Deiraisa, so that means Mid-Deiraisa, it's any Roi Lakriya. If Mid-Deiraisa, it's any Roi Lakriya, and Kol She'eini Roi Labila, Bila Ma'keves Bai, Faith the Gemara, this whole maybe Vayner Kaira is dead on arrival. The Gemara has to come on to a teretz. You're going to work with a shlich. But according to the second teretz of the Gemara, it's only Al Tzdil Masi Lafkin Mechumu Maisa. That's not an Issa Deiraisa. That's only an Issa Rabbana. So Kumtai Smid Deiraisa really it is Roy Lakriya. Smid Deiraisa it's a Roy Lapila. Kala Roy Lapila ain't Bila Makavis Boy. So the Gemara would have never asked the Kasha. Again, this last piece of Gemara was like the postscript. We were supposed to like take for granted up until that point that for some reason you can't be Kairi. And the Gemara worked through how do you make this maybe Vayner Kairi business work? How do you make a Safi Bikurim work? But then the Gemara came to two reasons which really you have to now reapply to the entire sugya, which is what the Tais HaRash did. And the Tais HaRash says, I'm working through the sugya based on these two taimim. There's one kasha that only makes sense according to one of the mahalchim. If the reason that you're maybe Vayner Kairi is al-sheker, if the reason is al-sheker, so that's a deiraisa reason. If that's a deiraisa reason, so therefore the Gemara is asking a good kasha. You're in a royal lakriya mid deiraisa kol shein royal lapila, bila man kevis boy. If, however, it's only duma asa lafkinu, it's only Nisat Rabbanan. If it's only Nisat Rabbanan, it means but the rice it is Roy Labila, but the rice is Roy Labila, so then for sure the Bila is not going to be Ma'akavis. So with that Hakdama, so Reb Chaim Kanievsky in Derech Amuna, and this is in Hilchos Bikurim, it's Perek Dalid, Halacha Dalid in the Bir Halacha. So Zot Reb Chaim, the Lachaira, I think that this Tosfos HaRosh is a Makar to something that's Mavur in the Rishonim. Not that way, as it relates to the Isser of Midvar Sheker Tirchak. So we've been told from the time we were very young children, never tell a lie, right? It says in the Torah, it's in Parshas Mishpatim, Midvar Sheker Tirchak, stating that the Yireim, in his Sefer HaMitzvahs, and this is in Mitzvah Reish Lamed Hei, he says a Chiddush Nifla. He says as follows, Tziva Yoytzreinu, B'Parshas Ve'ela HaMishpatim, Midvar Sheker Tirchak. Which means chayev lehisrachik mikol sheker sheyuchal lavoi shikroi lidei hezek. A person has to distance himself from all sheker, where that sheker can lead to hezek. V'tzorich losnis leiv bezeho inyan. You have to be very careful, and you have to be mesem leiv sheyuchal lavoi shikroi lidei hezek to make sure that a lie that you're going to tell is not going to lead. Lidei Hezek. And he goes on and he gives different examples that the Gemara brings of Midvar Sheker Tirchak, where All those examples are situations where you're going to tell a lie. For example, you're in court or whatever it is. And as a result of the lie that you're going to tell, someone's going to be damaged. And Zokti Yireim, that is the Isser of Midvar Sheker Terchak, says the Yireim. Aval Sheker She'enei Balideira. But anytime a person lies, but nothing bad is going to come about from that lie. Lo yisira Torah olav. The Torah never said it's aser. The davar lamed me'in yonai. And the truth is, he says, look at the context of the pasuk where it says midvash haketechak. It's in Parshas Mishpatim. It's in the context of the dayon and achirab lahatos, etc., etc. Sheberosha rola brias hakasa medaber tichsev. That pasuk itself, midvash haketechak, v'naki v'tzadik al taroik kiloyatzik rasha. It's mefurish. So says the Yireim that we know there's an issa in the Torah of midvash haketechak, but this issa in the Torah midvash haketechak is true only if you're going to lie, and as a result of your lie, someone is going to be hurt. Somebody's going to be damaged. But to the extent that nobody is going to be damaged in that instance, it's not something you have to worry about. Says the Yireim, I've won ha'ar on what I'm saying. Because everyone knows this gemara. So, what do you tell the kala? You tell her, I don't know, whatever the truth is. That's the way you miraculous lifnei akal. Bisul and Bisul says kala no v'chasud. Amul b'shamay. So b'shamay told Bisul elam yatim. Isha lokach mekach rom and ashok. Yishabchene be'enav or yaginene be'enav. Heavy yomer yishabchene be'enav. Right. So b'shamay tells. So Beshamai tells Beisil, he says, what do you mean, Kala Novi Chasuda? You're telling me Kala Novi Chasuda? He says, what happened to Midvash Eker Tichel? Beisil tells Beshamai, so what are you going to do? You're going to say that you should know you bought a bad Mekach? Says the Yireim. What's that? Beshamai told Beisil, Midvash Eker Tichel. What's the Midvash Eker Tichel? I just said Midvash Eker Tichel is only if someone's going to get hurt. Who's going to get hurt by you saying Kala Novi Chasuda? To the contrary, it sounds like it's a good thing what you're doing. Says the Yireim, no. You have to say Beshamai holds that saying Kalanova Chasuda when really she's not a Kalanova Chasuda, she's a Kala Kamoshahi, there is a little bit of Ra. And the reason is Shenirik Goin of Das Habal. Because a little bit you've been Goin of Das Habal. And as a result, there is a Tzad Hezek. So Zokti Yireim, even though at first glance this Shitas Beshamai in this Gemara Ksubas is Abyssal Mashman Nishtazai Vimir, but Zokti Yireim, it's not really a Kasha. And the reason it's not really a Kasha is because you could touch up a little bit of a tzad hezek. Demises, the Mefarshei HaYireim all speak out fire. Because everyone asks, everyone. This is one of the great kashas. Beisil didn't answer Beishamai's kasha. Rabbi Shammai told Beisil, Kala Novi Chasuda, at the end of the day, Midvash Eker Tirchak. What does Beisil say? So what do you want to say? So what should you do? You should tell the truth? Yeah, you're supposed to tell the truth. Right? That's the way we were raised. Right? That's Beisil's response. Okay, Beishamai, no? Good. Go tell the Emes. See what's going to come from it. What do you want me to tell you? It says in the Torah, it's a pasuk in the Torah, Midvash Eker Tirchak. But this Yireim, he's telling you what the Teretz is. The Teretz is because Beisil holds that there is no Midvash Eker Tirchak over here. Because really, nothing bad's going to come from it. And that nothing bad's going to come from it, there's no Midvash Beishamai. That's what he's saying. In Beishamai's world, he hears up that you're being going of Das Abal, and because you're being going of Das Abal, there's a Tzad Hezek. So the machloek is Beishamai and Beisil is whether there's a Tzad Hezek or there's no Tzad Hezek. Or Bedos Alein, that you're not telling the truth, that in and of itself is not a kasha. This Yireim is a teretz, nifla, to that Shitas Beisil, which Kamakumus and Nishtabru to try to be Miyash. But the Yireim is saying a major Yisite. The Yireim says that even though it says in the Torah, Midvash Eker Tirchak, I mean, you have to be careful with this Yireim, right? It means that if someone's going to be hurt, someone's going to be damaged with this lie that you're going to tell. But if there's no Nezek and there's no Ra that's going to come about from what it is you're saying, right? Somebody asks you what you had for lunch. You had pizza and you tell them you had tuna fish. Okay, what should I tell you? That's not Midvash Eker Tirchak in the world of the Yireim. One of the mefarshim on the Yireim, a kadmoin, is the Tayefes Re'em. And the Tayefes Re'em on the side, he says, I have two rayas to this chiddush of the Yireim. Two short, very well-known gemaras. The first is the gemara Masechtas Yevamos Daf Samech Gimel Amud Aleph. The gemara talks about Rav's Shalom Bayis. The gemara says, Rav had a wife that used to go out of her way to be Mitzayir Rav. Ki amala, if Rav would tell his wife, Avidi li tloifri, I want you to make me lentils, avdalei chimtzi, instead she would make beans, kidneys. Chimtzi, avdalei tloifri. Ki godoch Yibrei, when Rav's son Chia got a little bit older, so he poshef had rachmanus on his father. He says, every day, Rav ends up eating the opposite of what he wants. So what did he do? Apachle. He would go and tell his mother, when the tata said, I want klufchi, so what would he say? He would say, you know, the tata wants chimtzi, because he knew that she's going to do the opposite. So like this, Rav ends up getting what's supposed to happen. Amale. So Rav, one day, goes to his son Chia, and says, you know, yallach imach, your mother, she's steiging. She started, like, listening to me. Amale. So Chia said to his father, he said, I have to be honest with you. The mom is the Zelda mom. She hasn't improved in any way. I know who the car is. I've been helping you. Amale. So Rav told him, Haynu the Kamri. And she, oh, this is what people mean when they say, Denothik minach time of malfach, that sometimes your children are going to have your back. They're going to look out for you. Stating that, Rav tells his son, Ulam, at loy tavid hachi. He said, don't do this. Shenemar, because the pasuk says, Limdu l'shoinam daber sheker. Have nilu. It's a pasuk in your miyo, perik test pasuk. No. Freight to Tayefis Re'ein. Don't do it. Why? Because it says, Limdu l'shoinam daber sheker. Don't do it because it says it pasuk in ve'ilam mishpat. It says in the Torah, what? Midvar sheker tirchak. Zok there. No, because nothing bad was coming for this. Other Rabbi, it was good for Rav. And being that there was no Nezek, and there was no Ra, that was, now a little bit going of Das Abrius, but maybe that's because we pass like Pesil. But the point is, there was no Nezek that was coming from it. And being that there was no Nezek that was coming from it, so it's for that reason, what was Rav's Taina? Rav's Taina was a Pasuk in Yeremiah, not a Pasuk in Mishpatim. Another Makar that the Tefes Re'im brings is Gemara Masechta Sukkah, Daf Mem Vava Mebeis. Gemara says, Amar Reb Zeir, Lo Leima Inish Lianuka, Di Yavna Lach Midi, Vala Yavlai. Never tell a child that I'm going to buy you a present and end up not buying it. And the reason is, Mishum Da Asi Lach Murei Shikra, because you're training the child to be a shakran, and Shenema, and the Pasik says, Limdu L'shoinam Taber Sheker. Yirmiyo Perek Tes Pasik Dal, same Pasik. And you have to be careful. You can't train people to do Sheker, because of this pasuk of Lim, the Tayefes Reim, don't tell a child you're going to do something and not do it because of Yirmiyo Perek Tes. What happened to Midvash? The Teretz is because you're not being Mazikim and you're not being Goyim Ra. And if to the extent that there's no Nezek that's coming about from the Sheker that you're telling, in that instance, this in and of itself is not going to be a problem. The truth is that this Chiddush from the Yireim is Kemat Mefurish in Rabbeinu Yonah Shari Tshuva. So this is in Shari Shlishi. It's in Ois Kuf Peyal. So last week we learned a little Masil Susharim, Lekavid, Chedeshel. Now we'll learn a little Shari Tshuva. So Rabbeinu Yonah says as follows. Hachele Karavi. So Rabbeinu Yonah over here is talking about the Kat Shakarim. So we know there's four kitas that are not Royas Pnei Shechina. One of them is the Kat Shakarim. So he divides up all the different types of Sheker into multiple groups. Hachele Karavi. Hameshaker Besipur Advarim Asher Shoma. So somebody's going to tell a story, and he's purposely going to distort the facts. There's no tayeles in this sheker, and there's nobody that's going to lose out because of what he's doing. This is his mahalach. He's a pathological liar. He pasha can't help himself. He has a geshmak. Mamish. He has an ahava. This is his MO. He lies. Sometimes he doesn't just change the facts, but he's such a bal dimyon, he's such a bal chalomis, that sometimes he makes up the whole story. To an extent, his punishment is much more lenient. But there's another problem. And that is because this person, being that he's a liar, and he loves to lie, so al zeh nemar mishlei perik vav pasuk yotes, yofiach ksavim eid shaker, that if someone is yofiach ksavim, and this person, he likes to just tell lies, eventually he's going to be overly sanabriach eid shaker. He's going to end up being an eid shaker. Abizokt, Zogt Rabbeinu Yoina, aber zogt Rabbeinu Yoina, that this is a person who's lying, but he's lying for no tayelas. And there's no hefsed lezulasa, no one's going to lose out from it. So this person is yekal onsho mitzad echad. Why? Because this is not your regular, classic, prototypical sheker. Now, mitzad sheni, this guy has a problem. He has a real issue, because if you lie for no tayelas, you're going to end up... So right now, yeah, I'm just lying for no tayelas. Yeah, but you're the guy we're worried about, because you're going to end up being the leisana briyache echakim. Either way, continues Rabbeinu Yoina. He says, v'zeh achelik hitiru l'kayim mitzvah sudrishas toiva v'shalom. He says, this chelik of sheker is with chazal w'mekel sometimes. And they said that nipnei ha-shalom, if you want to lie, you could lie. V'amru, and they said, k'subas yud zayin, ki muta l'shabeich ha-kala l'fnei ha-chosin, v'leimah sh'nino v'chasud afal b'she'enokein. Mamish diurei. This is Pshana Beisul. I mitva sheker tirchach. That's Beishamay's teretz. What is Beisul going to say? Beisul is going to say, no, there's no problem over here because there's no hefsel lezulasoi. There's no tayelas pishkot. Now there is a tayelas, a good tayelas. There's nothing bad coming from it, and as well, you don't have to worry about it. Va'amru yivamisamechei mutal l'shanos mipnei hasholim, etc., etc. So these coolest that you find when it comes to sheker, it's dafka sheker, where there's nothing bad that's going to come from somebody. But in the event that there's going to be some hefset, something bad is going to come, then already it's going to be more chomer, and avadi, you're not going to have all these coolest. The way Reb Chaim Kanievsky understands it in his Derech Amuna is that the Issur d'oraisa on midvar sheker tirchak is only when there's a hefset lezulasa. To the extent there's no hefset lezulasa, it's not an Issur d'oraisa. All it is, his words are an Issur d'rabbanan. Divrei Kabbalah, but it's an Issur d'rabbanan. And being that it's an Issur d'rabbanan, so it's for that reason you have all these coolest. You know, we spoke out not so long ago a raid bite from the Shailos Teshuvas Torah Lishma. We talked a little bit about who the Shailos Teshuvas Torah Lishma was. Was it the Ben Ishchai? Was it Yecheskel Kachali? But the bottom line is we spoke out. That raid bite was focused on Simon Shin Samech Dalet, where he has a whole Rishima. He was Mamish Moina, 30, 40 different places where you find Chazal with Meshanim Epnei Hashalom. One of the Mamar Kamis he brings, by the way, is our Gemara, Bava Basra Pei Bez. But he goes through all these different places where you find so many instances that Chazal were Mekel. But what's coming out for Reb Chaim Kanievsky's Havana in the Yireim, in Rabbeinu Yoina, from the Gedolei Rishonim that talked about this Inyan, is that that's only true to the extent that there's no hefset that's coming to somebody. But the minute there's a hefset that's coming to somebody, that's already a whole different Inyan. That's Midvar Sheker Tirchak, that's already an Issa Dei Raisa, and when there's an Issa Dei Raisa, then already there's no Makkah to be Mekel. You know, it's very interesting that the Moina mitzvahs, they're not Moina. Mitzvah Sheker Tirchak is one of the mitzvahs. Yavli San Barachi Echaka, which is one of the Ten Commandments, not only a mitzvah. But Mitzvah Sheker, the Rambam doesn't bring it, the Chinuch doesn't bring it. So really, in the world of Sefer HaMitzvahs, you don't have so much on Mitzvah Sheker Tirchak, because the Moina mitzvahs were not Moina. I think the Smag is Moina, but all the Moina mitzvahs that we're familiar with, they're not Moina, the mitzvah Mitzvah Sheker Tirchak, which in and of itself is Tzoruch Talmud. But the bottom line is, Sej Reb Chaim, it's mavur from the Gedolei Rishonim that what? It's mavur that mitvah sheker tirchak, that's an issa d'oraisa, is only true if somebody's losing. If there's a hefsed lezulasai, but to the extent that no one's going to get hurt, no one's going to be damaged, no hefsed lezulasai, although there's an issa d'rabbanon, but there's not an issa d'oraisa. Zok there, if that's the case, what's the Tosfos Rosh saying? Tosfos Rosh said that when the Gemara said that I don't understand how could you be mevi v'nekayr when you kind of bezin lanas b'teich sadeh chaveiroi. You have to do the kriya. So the Gemara says the kriya is not ma'akev. So the Gemara, kriya is not ma'akev. I understand. Oh, but kol shein roi lebila bila ma'akevus boy. It has to be roi lebila. Zok the Tosfos Rosh. That's only a problem to the extent that the reason you're in a kriya is out in issa d'oraisa. But if it's in issa d'rabbanon, then already it's not going to be an issue. Zok there. I think it's totally in the two. To Mahalchim and the Gemara, why it is that you can't do Kriya. If the reason you can't do Kriya is I'll check it, oh, Zakat Tais Rosh, that's an Issa Dei Raisa. But if the reason you can't do it is I'll Dilma Asu, Lafku, in a Mitchumu Meiser, say that's only an Issa Dei Rabbanon. If that's only an Issa Dei Rabbanon, say I don't think it's going to be a problem. Zakat Reb Chaim, what's the Issa Dei Raisa of Sheker? Lefid Yireim and Rabbeinu Yonah and Shari Tshuva, which seems to be the Pashtus. That seems to be the Pashtus. If that's the case, then L'chayra, even the tzad sheker is not an issa d'oraisa. So the both yisurei d'rabbanon. If the both yisurei d'rabbanon, then good, you have to give tzchanetz in the Gemara. But at the end of the day, it's mavur. It's mavur from this Tosfos Rosh. Klar. L'chayra, not like the Yireim, and not like Rabbeinu Yoina and Shari Tshuva. Demis is, the Tayefes Re'ein, in his pirush on the Yireim, one of the Ma'amar Kaimis that he brings, is he says, take a look in the Sefer Charedim. It's in Perek Yud Beis. mitzvah saseh min haTorah hatluyin bepeh bakana ve'efshel lekayim b'chol yom. So he's talking about mitzvahs that you could do every day. Their tluyos bepeh, that's the mouth, the kana is the trachea of Masechtos Chulin fame. But the bottom line is, he lists a whole bunch of mitzvahs. Mitzvah chaf vav in the Sefer Charedim. Mitzvah saseh ledaber emes. Afilu b'milu da'alma, the leku bahu droru d'mamayinu. Shenemar midvar sheker terchak. Mashma afilu leku rak dibur ba'alma. Two things. Number one, it sounds like it's a mitzvah saseh to tell the truth. So anytime somebody asks you a question and you tell the truth, it's a mitzvah saseh. And that's what he's talking about. It's a mitzvah saseh. Mitzvah saseh ledaber emes. Namal, it's lav abo michlal saseh. No, mitzvah saseh ledaber emes. But he says, l'chayim afurish, afilu b'mili da'almo, even if someone asks you what you have for lunch, tell them the truth. Because if you do that, you'll be mekayim a mitzvah saseh. And this is the way the Tefes Reim brings it. He says, from the charedim it's mavur, not like the Yerayim. But the emes is, but Muscharishin, the charedim was an achron. Yeah, he's a very early achron. He lived in the Dor, the Beis Yosef Kido. But he's an achron, he's not a rishon. So how's he arguing with the Yerayim? Has he argued with Rabbeinu Yonah Shari Tshuva? This Tosis Rosh, that Rav Chaim Kanievsky was medayik from, would be a Zeh Gishmakim, Aram Okim, it's a Yishuv. L'cheri, this Atana de Messiah Yalei, the Charedim held like the Tosis Rosh. Where's this Tosis Rosh? Tucked away, Ben Benoisha tucked away. Here in Bava Basra, that pay Allah from the base, but Al-Kapadim would have Atana de Messiah Yalei. Abul Maisi, Rav Chaim held that it's so posh at this Yisoid of the Yerayim, even though there's a charedim, not that way. But it's so posh that this yisoid of Iran that midaf miyash is in the Tais Rosh. Can't be Tais Rosh holds not that way. It's posh. There's no question. You see from all the places that Chazal were makel, Mepnei HaSholem, which is really, that's what Rabbeinu Yonah speaks out in Shari Tshuva. It's clear that telling a lie is not always an Issei D'Oraisa. Because where it's an Issei D'Oraisa, Chazal would not be able to be makel. And he says, if that's the case, how do you give Zechanetz with this Tais Rosh? So he says, could be. Tais Rosh just said one thing. He said that according to the first teretz of the Gemara of why you may be vein kaira, the not being kaira is midday raisa. According to the second tam of the Gemara, dilma asalafko inu, it's midday rabbana. Pashtis, what's the day raisa? The day raisa is midvashaka tirchak. It's a sheker. But says Reb Chaim, maybe the deiraisa that Tais Rosh means is not the Issa sheker. But maybe the deiraisa that Tais Rosh is referring to is a different deiraisa. And that is you're in the Mokum HaMikdash. And when you're in the Mokum HaMikdash, it's a mitzvah as a deiraisa of as Hashem Elokecha Tiro. And as Mikdash Ay Tiro. You have to have Yira from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. You have to have Yira from the Mikdash. And when a person is in the Mokum HaMikdash, and you're now going to recite, if you're going to say something that's Mechzik HaShikra, it's not Al Shek. Because sheker is a tenai. There has to be a hefsel lezulosay, and there's no hefsel lezulosay by you going and saying the parasha bikurim or b'achsor nemoyrim mikdash edosiyah. That if you don't have that emo yira resis and zeya that you're supposed to have in the makam mikdash, so you're going to be over the isra as Hashem alikachatira, and it brings a marmakim for such an Indian. So Dr. B'chaim, it could be the Tais Rosh doesn't mean sheker. Normal, you learn the Tais Rosh, of course he means sheker. But if that's the case, it's nistar from the sireyim. Dr. B'chaim, maybe the Tais Rosh didn't mean sheker. Maybe what he meant was as Hashem alikachatiri meant Meir Mikdash, but Al Kaponim that would be the Issa Deiraisa. But this is a very big chiddush. Again, don't tell this to your children. But this is a very big chiddush. We keep this between ourselves. That midvar sheker tirchak, that's an Issa Deiraisa. That's only to the extent that there's an hefsed lezulasai. But if there's no hefsed lezulasai, it's not an Issa Deiraisa. And Reb Chaim's words, it's an Issa Derabanan, but it's definitely much more kuladig. And all the different kulas that you find, that Chazal said you can be Mashanim ipnei this, you can be Mashanim ipnei that, it's all related to this inyan where there is no nezik that's going to come about. Are you day the sheker?